ओम शांति। मेनी ऑफ यू मे फाइंड दिस टॉपिक लिटिल बिट स्ट्रेंज, द वर्ड मी एम मी टू। व्हाट डज इट रियली मीन? Do you all know, those who are here? Do you know? We have heard this word many times from Baba in the Murli. The word me and me too means self-appraisal, to praise oneself. Self-appraisal, or to show signs of arrogance, to be thirsty for name and fame. In English, they say to blow one's own trumpet. To blow one's own trumpet means to praise oneself. So I have tried to demarcate this topic into three levels. Firstly, we will see together the causes of why one becomes a me and me too. The cause. Secondly, the consequences of being a me and me too. The result. And thirdly, the cure, the remedies for curing this ailment, this sickness of being a me and me too. So the points, sometimes you may find it little bit mixed up, but you can make out for yourself which are the causes, which are the consequences, and which are the cures. First of all, let us see among us here who are those who have been victims of being a me and me too. Who are those who think they have been a victim of being a me and me too? Can raise your hands, those who think they have. Only a few of us, But the fact that you say that you have not been a me and me too, you are already one. The fact that you say that you are not a me and me too, you have not been a me and me too never, means you are already a one, So, sometimes, knowingly, unknowingly, voluntarily, involuntarily, directly or indirectly, in a gross form or in a subtle form, during the course of the sharing, we will see, you will also see that we all have passed through in some way or another. Nobody would have escaped in some way or another. So the causes sometimes, simple things, for example, the sense, the feeling of ego, due to many things, simple things. My country, my land, my property, my position, my job, my dress, my language, my food, many little things that can bring me to become egoistic, to become a me too. To start with, I myself has tasted the damage and loss of being a me too. In the course of my spiritual life, I have seen, experienced the damage caused I have tried many times in the past, tried to impress many people around. I have tried to influence many people. I have tried to convince many people. I have tried even to convert many people due to my ego. I have tried to impress, influence, convince, convert. But thanks to Baba's words of wisdom, the clarity of Baba's knowledge, and his cautionings, our boat have gone across. My boat has gone across. Having had the experience of being a me too, somebody who feels more superior than anybody else, so it gives me double pleasure, double happiness, having had the experience. Baba calls the experience here the authority of experience. So I have doubly pleasure to share with you this topic. What can it bring in your spiritual life? I have tasted. So we all know, mostly, we know the three last words spoken by Sakar Baba before leaving the body. Do you know the three words? We all know. Eh? Can anybody say? Wow, wonderful. Nirakari, Nirahankari, Nirvikari. Means Baba has reached for him to utter these last words. This is the feeling that we all get, that he has reached these three stages. And his last wish in the Sakar form, last desire, he wanted the children to become as similar as himself. First of all, nirakari means the incorporeal stage. On the Murli of the 19th, on the 18th, Baba mentioned about the first lesson. Of Yakta Murli of the 18th, Baba says, till now the children have not made the first lesson firm as yet. And still, we have started teaching others. The first lesson, we have not made it firm till now. And we start teaching others. First lesson means the lesson of being nirakari, the incorporeal stage, first lesson. And second word, nirahankari, the stage of being egoless. This is the topic we are sharing today. The stage of not being a miyamitu. And the third word was nirvikari. The stage of being completely viceless. So, when I say it pleases me a lot to share this topic with you, having been a victim, having experienced, having been a miyamitu, I use the word sharing. Whenever I get the chance to sit in front of a small group like today, I always like to use the word sharing, never the word teaching. Because the moment I feel I consider myself to be a teacher, this applies, I think, for all the Brahmins, there is danger behind. The moment I feel, consider myself to be a teacher, then ego comes in between. And I will surely lose whatever I have accumulated for years and years in the spiritual life. The moment you consider yourself to be a teacher, so many years of accumulation of knowledge just evaporates in the air within few seconds. Even the daddies would never consider themselves as teachers. They consider only Baba to be the teacher. And we are all students. The moment I consider myself to be a teacher, there would be the pleasure, the happiness, the desire to teach more than to learn. Although there is a saying in English which goes, they say, to teach is to learn twice. When I teach, I am also learning twice. But here, I should see whether I do not try to make as if this knowledge comes from me. This is the danger of becoming a teacher. I would like to make as if the knowledge comes from me. I put God, Baba aside. And then there will be the feeling. As soon as I become a teacher, there would be the feeling that I don't have anything more to learn. What I had to learn from God is enough for me. What I had to learn from Raj Yoga is enough for me. I don't have anything more to learn. So, one of the many characteristics of a Miyami too is not to try to benefit other souls, but to be thirsty of name and fame. Majority of time would be spent in trying to earning name and fame. A Miyami too would also always try to pull souls, attract souls towards himself. Instead of attracting souls towards God, out of his arrogance, trying to impress people, he would enjoy attracting souls towards himself. A Miyami too would always also feel, and he would say, that he doesn't need any more to study the Murli, for example, because he has direct connection with Shiva Baba. He has direct connection with God. He doesn't need to study anymore. And as I said, he would spend majority of his time trying to teach others instead of studying for himself. Yesterday in Murli, Baba spoke about the use and the misuse of Baba's words. Right? When we misuse Baba's words, there is great loss for our own self, and there is also disservice for others. We come to a standstill, Baba says. There is no more progress. And Baba also mentioned yesterday that the world depends upon us. The world is benefited through our ascending stage. If we come to a standstill due to my ego, due to the misuse of God's words, so the whole world is deprived from the benefit of God's inheritance. On the path of devotion, there is one very beautiful example of Bhasmasur. You have heard the name? many of you. Bhasmasur was a very good devotee of Shiv on the path of devotion. He was a very good devotee of God. There, displayed as Shankar, Shiv Shankar. He was a very good devotee. He did so much penance, so much sacrifice, so much good tapasya, that God became pleased with his devotion. So God asked Bhasmasur what blessing he would like to receive from him. So Bhasmasur thought that there was no a devotee as higher, as great as himself. So out of ego, he said, he asked for a boon, a blessing from God, that on whomever he would place his hand, that particular thing or being, any person, would be turned into ashes. So God fulfilled his desire of this blessing. So now Bhasmasur, out of ego, he wanted to turn home into ashes to prove that he is even superior than God. He wanted to put an end to God himself. He wanted to place his hand. He tried hard to place his hands on God so as to turn God into ashes, because he got that blessing. So then God took the form of a lady dancer and tried to woo him, Bhasmasur. When God realized his aim behind asking this blessing, to turn God himself into ashes, then God took the form of a lady dancer. And under the spell of that lady dancer, Bhasmasur started dancing, following the steps of that lady dancer. And one of the movements of the lady, she placed her hand on her own head. And she asked Bhasmasur to follow all her, if he really loved her, to follow all her steps of dancing. So unknowingly, Bhasmasur followed one of the movements of the hand, and he placed his own hand upon his own head. And he was turned into ashes. So Baba says, all the examples on the path of devotion, the origin of all the examples starts where? At this confluence age. On the path of devotion, in the scriptures, they always give example of one. They can't give examples of many. So, we can make out what Baba wants to say through this example. Also, in Niyami too, one of the many characteristics would always try to blame others. He would always try to, so as to hide his weakness, he would always try to find a scapegoat, somebody he can put a blame on. Being guilty himself, he would always try to find a scapegoat. Miyami too would always blame the drama. First of all, he would blame others, everybody around, take pleasure in blaming. Secondly, he would blame the drama. And because of instilling this habit of blaming others, one day will come when he will not hesitate to blame even who? God. He would blame God. Being superior, feeling his superiority, he would always be discontented with his own self. Miyami too would always be dissatisfied with his own self. He would always complain. He would not find anything that suits him, that fits him agreeably. He would always criticize others. Due to his own weakness and defects, he would complain, he would criticize, he would be discontented. And he would also always, always, always gossip about others. Take pleasure so as to appease, so as to console himself. He would take pleasure in gossiping, criticizing, complaining. Somebody rightly said about gossip, said when someone is gossiping, there are three persons who suffer in that one gossip. Firstly, the one who is gossiping himself, he's creating either his karma or he's weakening his system, is gossiping. Right? Secondly, the one who suffers is that person for whom he is gossiping about. And thirdly, the one who is listening, who is participating in that gossip. Now, a Miyami too, one who is egoistic, one who has self-appraisal, one who blows his own trumpet, will always add his own dictates. He will never be satisfied with what God teaches him, God advises him, God cautions him. He would never be satisfied. He would always enjoy adding his own dictates, what we call in Hindi, manmat. God's dictates, shrimat, and my own dictate, manmat. And he will follow Baba's directions, but according to his own facilities and conveniences. He will say, okay, Baba says like this, but I feel that it would have been better in this way. As if he has come here not trying to understand what God would like to make him understand, but he has come here trying to make God understand. Always, he would like to make God understand his facilities, his conveniences, his way of looking at things, his personal gain. So we can ask ourselves whether we have come here to understand what God is trying to make us understand, or we try to make God understand. Ami Ami too would always try to impose his point of view, his ideas, his opinions, his impressions. He will always stick to his point of view. I have witnessed in the world outside, I have witnessed 2-3 cases how couples in the family life have broken away. There have been cases of divorce. Why? Because of sticking to one's point of view. As if those people, they have got married not with human being, but with their point of view. At any cost, they would not let go of their point of view. They are ready to sacrifice the happiness of the family, but they would not sacrifice their point of view. I have seen, due to their ego. They would let go of the happiness of the family, but not their point of view. Baba has told us, it's not good to try to underestimate anybody. Baba has also taught us not to overestimate. Sometimes when we underestimate ourselves, I consider myself to be nobody, nothing. I say the world can go without me. This is also not good. Baba has taught me not to overestimate myself also. Underestimation is not good, but overestimation means, in other words, a me and me too, one who is egoistic, this is also not good. There, I am nothing, the world can go without me. And here, when I overestimate myself, I say, I am everything. I can go without the world. That's what Baba has taught us, to give the right value to things and people. No underestimation, no overestimation, but to valorize, to give the right value to my own self, who am I, and to everybody around, giving the right value. Yesterday, Baba, concerning this point, yesterday's Murli, Baba says, we all see ourselves or keep the desire to be a Maharathi or a Mahavir. But Baba says, no one is doing the effort of even an infantry as yet. We call ourselves Mahavirs, Maharathis, but we are doing the effort, not even an infantry. So, we should always be aware, always be cautious. So now, let me see the consequences a little bit. The result of being a me and me too. A me and me too will always feel deceived. Today, especially for Brahmin, there are two reasons why we feel a lot of pain, of sorrow. Two main reasons sometimes. Firstly, when we are deceived. But the question arises, deceived by whom? Anybody would say? Deceived by whom? Yeah? Very good. Correct. When we are deceived, not necessarily by others, but when we deceive our own self. This pain is very big pain. How we come to deceive ourselves? Through the power, through the lack of which power? Baba mentioned in one recent Murli. The power the lacking of the power to discern. Okay? To lack the power of discernment, discrimination, discriminating power, we come to deceive our own selves. Second reason, first is deceiving our own selves. And second reason, which brings a lot of pain, is misunderstanding. We say that this one could not catch my feeling, could not catch my intention, could not catch my emotions. So he misunderstood me. Then I feel a lot of pain. But what people think about me is not important. What people speak about me is not important. Which thing is important? The things that I give to people to think about me, that is important. The ingredients I give to you to speak about me, that is important. Not what you speak, but what I give you to speak, what I give you to think, that I should pay attention to. Even God also would see me to the extent that I value myself. The world will see me in such a vision that I see myself to the level I value my own person, to the level I value my own personality. The world will see me with that vision. Even God also will see me if I underestimate me, if I do not value myself, God will also see me in through that vision. So when I say that people don't understand me, so there is one appeasing point that can console you. Firstly, you ask yourself, how can you expect people to understand you when those poor people have not come to understand their own selves? How far that person whom I am expecting to understand me, how far that person has come to understand himself or herself? Secondly, I expect the world to understand me. I should ask myself how far I have come to understand my own person. Can anybody say here that he or she has understood his own person fully? There is always some margin left to be discovered in our own personality. So how can we expect others to understand us when we have not understood our own self? So, when there is that ego, many bad consequences, then I start considering myself to be superior to others, full of ego. Then I start ignoring people around me. I start being indifferent. I start having apathy for people. But I say, oh, I don't show any enmity towards anybody. I don't have hatred for anybody. But still, I show apathy. I show indifference. I ignore people. Then I can ask myself, where this ignoring of people, where this apathy, where this indifference will lead me? More towards love and closer to God, or more towards hatred and further away from God? Now the question arises now, do we need to call ourselves me and me too? Is there any need to be a me and me too? Is there any need to be thirsty, hungry for name and fame, for a Brahmin especially? No. Because God has already placed us on such a level of intoxication in a practical way that we don't need any other title or any name, any fame. God has given us so many titles. He has placed us, He says, you are the crown of my head. He says, you are the light of my eyes. He says, you are seated on my heart throne. Baba has given us so many titles. Raj Yogis, Raj Rishis, Tapasvi, World Servers, World benefactors, His helpers, etc., etc. So, we don't need to have any desire for name and fame. Baba has already placed us. He says, Brahmin are the highest, are the highest clan. We are the top knot. Someone who is a me and me too, the fact that he brings ego in himself, that will give birth to innumerable weaknesses and defects. Baba says, if, according to the present time, if we are still struggling and battling with our own defects and weaknesses till now. So when the time will come when we would be of some use, of some service to the world. If till now we are still battling with our own weaknesses and defects, when the time will come for us to serve, because Baba says the world is waiting for you. Suffering souls, sorrowful souls, peaceless souls, hopeless souls, they are all waiting for me. Just like yesterday Baba mentioned, the world benefits through my ascending stage. In the Murli of the 18th or the 19th, Baba mentioned about giving the water of all the powers. We are the trunk and we should give the water of all powers to all the branches. So Baba said in the Murli that we have to give the water of all powers to all the branches. We have to give the water of all powers to all the branches who have dried up. In a recent Murli also, Baba spoke about our responsibility towards the world. He says, our each and every word, our each and every deed reaches all souls of the world. So we have not only to bear, but also fulfill with love the responsibilities that Baba has entrusted to us. Baba has made us his service companion. Baba calls us his right hands. Baba calls us his helpers. Baba calls us his instruments for world service. So we have to fulfill with love the responsibility that Baba has given to us. If I constantly keep the awareness that Baba is doing everything through me, then that will automatically alleviate myself from the feeling of being a miyami too. Baba is doing. I am just the instrument Baba is doing through me. Then there would not be any ego. Sometimes we say that our life is controlled by God. We all feel that our life is controlled by God. But sometimes there is some intrusion here and there. We know full well that whatever God has chosen for me, He is the best of best. But still, sometimes, through my ego, I try to mix up God's choice with my own taste of things. So let us always keep this awareness that Baba knows what is best for me. Baba chooses what is best for me. Baba is responsible for my life. So there would not be the feeling of being a miyami too. Anybody would like to say anything? Any good point about this topic? कहाँ होएगा भाई जी? इधर? इधर? अच्छा, अच्छा. There is one announcement. Today at 7:30 in the evening, 7:30 after meditation, there would be a special presentation on Tower of Peace. There will be a presentation on Tower of Peace. It will be in Hindi with translation in English language by Sister Aditi. Jan Sarovar. Sister Aditi is at the main reception. This presentation would be by Sister Aditi. 7:30 after meditation. Thank you very much for your kind attention and love. Thank you very much. Om Shanti. Thank you, Baba.